And MF is having less and less borrowers because many countries now turn to individual states, African countries, especially to China for money. So the IMF, China is a financial competitor to the IMF in these things. Well, that's the SDR. So our back to our now you understand how the SDR works. Back to our original question, the proposal by Dr. Zhu Xiaochuan, the governor of China's central bank. Can the SDR really replace US dollar as the major international reserve currency? Can you think of a few reasons to support it or to oppose it? The US dollar is now the international reserve currency. Can the SDR work that way? If the SDR replaces the US dollar as the international reserve currency, major international reserve currency, it will be a world currency. It will be a currency not supported by any sovereign states. It's a world currency. It's a truly world currency. Can the SDR or can anything else perform the same function to replace the US dollar as a world currency? Well, think about this from the perspectives of international law and international relations and international economy. Why? Well, suppose we allow the IMF to now it's computerized, now it virtually exists only in the computers. Can we allow the IMF to serve the function of the world central bank to issue a currency called SDR? So we will have a piece of paper. This is called SDR. I can use this to buy this computer. And that will be accepted everywhere. So you guys travel from US to China, you don't need to exchange US dollar, just have SDR. And it will be accepted here, legally. Can that be done? Like, well, Europe has already achieved this goal, right? So the German mark, the French franc, and the European Monetary Union, not UK, UK not included. So within the European EMU, you have one currency which has replaced all other nation states based currencies. Yeah. So we have an example here. And can we achieve this? Can we apply, spread this, to expand this to the global level? So yours is very much an international relations based argument, right? So it's very hard for the states to achieve such a consensus. There are political barriers. Right? Okay. Yeah. So any other very good point indeed. So and a very good approach to address it. Any other? Again, ask you to consider this from the if you are asking to write an assignment on this. So you have to examine it from the perspectives of international law, international economy, and international relations. Further points? Are you frightened by our visitors? Because you were much more kind of talkative, active in the past, right? Well, anything. There's no correct answer for this. So any thoughts, any contribution will be fine. Who?
U.S.
Won't, well, again, why the U.S. won't agree with it?
I think it means that if the SDR replaces US dollar, that's the international reserve currency, it means that U.S. will give up leadership in this field.
It's the, can the U.S. still play and leadership rule in the world of SDR, right? Like the, in the Euro, in the Euro area, Germany is still the most important decision, most important participant in the decision making process. So the SDR can be the once the USDR becomes a world currency, the US can still have the biggest voice here. Is this a good argument to convince the US to accept the SDR? How to analyze this? A very easy approach is to compare SDR with the US dollar. How does the US dollar work? It's issued by whom, backed by what? The US dollar is issued by a sovereignty state. The US dollar is paper money, it's called fiat money. And we mentioned this. This kind of fiat money depends on what? Did we see confidence? So confidence in the US government, right? The paper money, confidence in the US government. And the most important, because the US government has real power to collect tax, right? The US can collect, US government can collect tax to support the US dollar. So the value of the dollar is supported by the taxation power of the US government. So it's supported by real power. That's why people trust the US dollar. And the US has a relatively healthy economy. And we all understand that, we all know that the US government will continue to have this power in the foreseeable future to tax, to get money, has physical, the US government has physical income, has income through taxation. So we can trust the value of the dollar. Do we have the same at the international level for the same purpose? If we have the SDR, what's the underlying financial power behind the SDR? Now the SDR is very much an intellectual invention. It's not backed by anything. It's invented for the kind of convenience in international trade, but it's not backed by sovereignty power to collect tax. This is one way to discuss this issue. Any other? Well, you can either yes or no. Any view is okay. I've given you an example that why some people said that SDR can never replace US dollar because it's not backed by sovereignty states, by a sovereignty state which has tax collecting power. Any other views? Any other You don't need a special knowledge, just use your common sense.
I think the US debt to China would become much more expensive to the US because they no longer have the benefit of the exchange rate if we're both on the same level.
Right. Yeah.
So that's another reason why the US might not be willing to.
Because once we have the world currency called SDR or whatever, then there's no exchange rate at all.
Yeah.
One currency everywhere, the same. Right? Same. So exchange rates can never be used as a leverage, as a tool to in your negotiation, in your bargaining with other countries. Exchange rates will disappear. So you will lose some political tool. And vice versa for China as well. So China can no longer use exchange rate to as a economic policy to encourage its export or whatever. So nation states will. That's an example. Nation states will inevitably lose some policy space and the regulatory space. So you have to give that part of sovereignty to an international organization. Are they ready to do this? What could be the legal requirements? What could be the legal and institutional requirements for a world currency like this? No, it's nothing. We only have IMF. That's we have a SDR in the computer system of the IMF. That's not good enough. What are the requisite legal and institutional framework for world currency? You need a world central bank. Right? You need a world, that's very important. You need a world central bank. And the world central bank, why that is important? And can the IMF serve as a world central bank?
Accounting which the member states make their financial rules.
Sure, I understand it. The what is standards? Standards for what?
Keep their current currency stable.
We have only one currency. So we have only one SDR, right? No, once we have a world currency called SDR, we no longer have national currencies. So US dollar, Chinese yuan, euro will disappear. We have only one currency here. So world central bank can do what? And then we will discuss whether such a central bank could be established.
Would they have to establish a taxation system?
Does the central bank do this? The Federal Reserve doesn't do this, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. The central bank is cannot stand alone. The central bank is within a network.
Mm-hmm.
A network. Central bank. The Federal Reserve is the in the network of the U.S. economic and financial system, right? You have central bank. You have the IRS. You have the Treasury Department. You have the Department of Commerce. that's the central bank alone. You can never have a central bank alone. But so the if you rephrase your answer a little bit, you say you need a central bank, but you need a taxation system to support it. The central bank must have the financial resources to support it. Not only financial resources for its own operation, but you must have the financial power at your disposal. In the domestic setting, any central bank can do it. The Fed can control the U.S. economy through changing the interest rates and through open market operations and through regulating the banks. If we are thinking of a world central bank, the first thing it does is to print money, issue money, and it can control the supply and the demand of money. And the second thing it does is can it, like the most central banks, do the same thing, the first interest rate, the interest rate. In interest rate, you can never have a uniform interest rate. Interest rate depends on the industry, depends on the areas. So the central can we have a central bank which decides the interest rate, the base interest rate for everybody, and every country, everywhere in the world? And can we also have a central bank which basically affects the supply and demand of money through open market operations such as discounting, such as buy and sell commercial papers and buy or sell bonds, more importantly, can we have a central bank, world central bank, which regulate all the banks in the world? So the central bank can require you all the banks in the world to follow the prudential standards and can ask them to have a capital adequacy of 25%. So this central bank will say Chinese banks, right? Japanese banks, these American banks, and the Ethiopia banks, right? Kenya banks have the same capital adequacy rule. Can we have such a central bank? At this stage, in the near future, or someday in the future? It depends on what. So have a world currency, no doubt you need a central bank. World central bank. When can we have a world central bank like this? And what are the conditions required?
World peace.
We already have a world peace.
Well, it would have to be mandatory. I mean, you're not going to be able to have any member state separate from the bank and develop its own currency or that.
No, you can't.
Thing. So, not just the political buy-in, but the entire business structures within, the U.S.'s free market versus a more restrained market would have to come more to a united center.
Yeah.
And I, within a World Bank structure, to be able to unify, interest rates or capitalization gains or whatever you want to do there, I think we're going to have to fundamentally affect the way the markets work.
Right. So that's what the central bank does. And does that mean we need to have such a market more unified, market first, in order to have a central bank, or we have a central bank first, which can through a number of means to achieve this unified market?
Well, one of the things that happens when the market fluctuates is that investment changes into a dominant currency or a lesser currency at the time. If you're eliminating other currencies, you're eliminating a lot of global investment options in that regard. And I don't think, I'm certainly not an economist, but from a central bank's perspective, you're reducing amount of trade between the companies and between countries because you're eliminating foreign currency exchanges and you're eliminating the purchasing and selling of currency during down markets.
And once we have a central bank with SDR, then we no longer have the problem. Because this bank can choose currency, the currency,
right,
the
right.
currency.
But yeah. I think it also reduces trade in a potentially negative way.
Why it reduces trade? So you no longer have exchange fluctuation risks. And
because you're now not allowing the companies, either corporations or the member states or the state governments to be able to do the same types of purchasing that they were doing.
No, you can't. Yeah,
and that in some areas is fundamental to what they do.
Yeah.
So the entire concept of how, for example, the U.S. would view the market would be disrupted.
Right,
and
right.
If they're
right.
disrupted, then perhaps that affects the way that their you know, influence and the market share.
Right.
And now you're having, you know, a great deal of fluctuation with how the market.
Right. I think that's right. That's correct. The national governments, especially national bank governments, through national central banks, can use monetary policies to stimulate the economy, to keep the economy stable. That's what central banks do on a daily basis, right? The Federal Reserve in the U.S., the Federal Reserve, they use the interest rate, can increase rate, decrease interest rate, and sometimes they make mistakes, but in most of the time it worked, right? Like that's why the federal chairman. Chairman are always so famous, Greenspan and Bernanke, they are so famous because they make big decisions, right? And Zhu Xiaochuan, in terms of his ranking in the Chinese bureaucrats, not very high, but he's also widely known because he makes financial monetary decisions. Once you have a central bank, national governments will lose this power totally. You can't increase the interest rate. The world central bank will do this. So monetary policy will be entirely given, ceded to the central bank. And that might not be necessarily good for economy, because this central bank has to implement kind of one size fits all policy. That's actually sometimes it's not good. Right? This is also a good argument for against having a central bank.